This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In studio. Actually, there's something even trumping the guest in studio. Steve Byrne, Addison Improv. But Steve's a big sports guy, so this will be perfect. RJ, right after Brad Sham joined us, and we're all celebrating, and we're all getting ready for the weekend. I'm talking about Premier Grilling. His face dropped in the commercial break because of something that has happened at the University of Tennessee, where last night it was reported by Nui Scruggs that they were close to a deal with Mike Leach. Save the embarrassment of this whole search.
Yeah, totally save the embarrassment. They just fired their AD.
Okay.
Thought that was what you wanted.
Yeah, but he's the one hiring Mike Leach. So, they fired him because he went rogue and hired Mike Leach. And that knucklehead who owns the Browns doesn't want Mike Leach. So there's no Mike Leach. There's also no athletic director, which means now you have 14 days until signing day and you got to hire an athletic director and a head coach and get all those recruits back.
So you're saying
that the owner of the Cleveland Browns, who runs the school essentially, doesn't want Mike Leach because he wants a puppet. He doesn't want a coach that's got a name. He wants a puppet that is not going to be a bigger name than him. He wants to be the face of the university. So the reports out of Knoxville is that they fired their AD for going rogue and trying to hire Mike Leach.
Forget the reports. What's your reaction to this?
Steve, we need you to help make him laugh. He's as diehard Tennessee Volunteers, where he went to school, as you are all things Pittsburgh sports.
Yeah.
And this has been a roller coaster ride. You know what a mess it's been.
Yeah.
Now, they had the solution.
Did you go to school there?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he was an athlete.
Long
there. He played
time.
Golf.
Yeah.
I went to Kent State, so I've been on suicide watch since 97, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's terrible, right? Ever since, like, Saban left, Kent State's been awful.
Kent State, when I went to school there, there were 222 Division I football teams. We were ranked 218th. It was so bad. Nobody went to games. Nobody went to homecoming games. So when it comes to college football, I just don't have any real deep association. So I wish you the best.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Sounds very convincing.
Yeah. All the best to you. I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing what they've been going through, right? Just can't.
It's totally embarrassing. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Look how red his face is. There's no chance of Leach being salvaged there. Because the AD being gone is good, but not if the AD wanted Leach and not if the...
Right. So, and the powers that be that are going to pay don't want to give Mike Leach that deal.
Who's reporting this?
Just everyone in Knoxville.
So it's done.
That's what they're saying. They're saying he had a meeting that lasted 12 minutes this morning. 12-minute meetings with the Board of Trustees don't usually end well.
Oh, my God.
Usually you want your Board of Trustees meetings to go for like 90 minutes, I would think. Like a 12-minute meeting is, hi, we're relieving of your duties. Here's your HR notice.
Maybe this will connect the Kim Jong-un.
He turned the job down, though.
This is a rough week for you because I heard you're a huge Matt Lauer fan as well, right?
So it's just,
monkey pile. You're like, oh, my God, can I win?
Steve, what's up with all of your friends?
What's
up with all your
Hollywood? You know me and Lauer, right?
Lock the door.
All you Hollywood types. What's up with all these scandals, man? They got Russell Simmons yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy because he's like the yoga guy, right?
Yoga?
Richard Simmons.
Spiritual.
He's very spiritual, right? But he's got like
Zen.
Meditation rooms and Zen rooms. And then all of a sudden, I guess he gets hard and it's like, game over. I'm a monster.
I don't know what I'm
a monster again.
Like
Lane, be by the dumb button.
Sorry.
Just a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know yoga and spiritual. What is a Zen room anyway?
No pun intended.
No clue. I think that's... Living in Los Angeles, I've noticed this. If you have so much money, like ridiculous amounts of money, that's when you go and find yourself. People that work 9 to 5 don't have time to go find themselves. It's people that have so much. When you have a helicopter, it's like, what's the meaning of all this? I got to go get a Zen room and listen to some. I got to put crystals on my forehead. It's like normal people don't do that. So I'm a normal person.
Do you live in LA?
I live in Los Angeles. I live in Pasadena, which is still LA, I live like right by the Rose Bowl.
And you were born and raised like hometown Pittsburgh.
I was born in Jersey, Freehold, New Jersey. Everybody knows that for Springsteen.
Oh, you're like Bruce Springsteen.
I was never a huge Springsteen fan, and I don't appreciate the way you looked at me, said that, and looked off away as though you're like, nah,
and he's
not
a Jersey guy.
You are?
Princeton.
So we thumb our noses.
That's
at
a different
Freehold.
Kind of Jersey.
Yeah, we're a totally different Jersey.
But for where you grew up to be living, and like, how can you stand these people out there? Isn't it just a bunch of douchebags?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, you're pretty much right. Yeah, I never look. My wife and I talk about this all the time because she's from Minnesota, and we're just like, if we
didn't have
to live here, we wouldn't be
in
here.
LA.
Yeah, so it's pretty brutal. But yeah, I mean, definitely now. Look, every time there's like that incident that occurs with Lauer or Russell Simmons, or Al Franken, Louis obviously is the one that, you know, everybody knew about Louis though. Everybody knew about Louis. Everybody did.
What do you think keeps people quiet then? If everybody knows, what do you think keeps people like?
What do you mean? It's the fear of like.
He was so, you know, everybody loved him because he was such a great comic. I never liked Louis. It was never my cup of tea. I was like, this stuff's dark. He's creepy. He's a scumbag. He says it in his act. And I don't want to sit there and watch that for 45 minutes or an hour. I'd rather watch somebody like Gardell or Sebastian or Regan or Gaffigan. That's like my cup of tea. I like guys that are, I don't know, I just like walking towards the light a bit
Sebastian's
more.
Sebastian's really good. I like Sebastian.
Yeah, he's awesome. Guido Seinfeld. But
he really is.
When you're calling your daughters like C-bombs in your act, it's like, you know, they're going to be in high school soon and they're going to sit at a lunch table. And eventually their friends are going to go, hey, you know, your dad said this about you on stage. And that stuff sticks. That's going to stick with those kids. To me, it's just like as a comic, I didn't respect that. I can't get over that stuff. So when all that stuff came out, it's like, yeah, of course. I mean, he's telling you he's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And we've all heard those rumors. But I think so many comics would kiss the ring every time he came in the Comedy Store. And then 2 weeks later, when it all flipped, they're the first ones posting on Facebook, oh, what a POS.
That's
and all
total
this other. It's just like, you guys were the first to kiss that ring. You're the first to go in the green room. You're the first to get a picture with him. And then all this stuff comes out. It's like, you know, there's such an about face and an ironic kind of attitude in stand-up as well. But I think there's also that, like, liberal agenda in Hollywood that is so strewn with all this stuff that's coming out that it's the hypocrisy of it all. To me is what gets me because I'm very independent. I don't skew left or right.
Do you think so? Like everyone thinks, you know, like these Hollywood types, like Weinstein, he's done. Charlie Rose, done. Lauer's done. At least for the near future. In the comedy world, do you think Louis C.K. is done?
I don't know because the thing that's crazy, like what Louis did compared to like Weinstein. Okay, Weinstein's literally raping women.
Yeah,
and Louis locking the door and pleasuring himself, you know, and, you know, Al Franken, there's a woman with a bulletproof. I think there's got to be degrees of separation. But what's terrible is that anytime somebody gets busted, there's the mosaic, right? Mm-hmm. So you see the mosaic of all these faces. So Louis's in that mosaic of all those faces. So every week he's getting tethered with all these other people that have done some really severe sexual crimes. And is his as bad? Is his bad? Of course it's bad, because when you're using your power of authority as a boss to do that to somebody, that's where it gets creepy. And obviously, you know, there's corporate entities involved as FX and Netflix have let him go. But I think that can Louis come back? I don't know. He'd be the one guy that could potentially do it because he was so beloved. But personally, for me, it's just never been my cup of tea.
Steve Byrne in studio, Addison Improv here on a Cowboys Friday, 105.3 The Fan. This is probably going to be a weird question, but
if you want to talk about sexual assault, definitely come to the Addison Improv for some laughs and cool. Escape, right?
That's cool.
Do you ever? Let me think of a way not to insult you. Do you ever?
Please, I leave here. I leave this weekend in a Saturn. It's fine.
Are you?
You're not going to insult me. I'm John.
Do you ever think sometimes, you know, it's kind of like us. You know, we're never going to be Mike Frances or Bob Costas. Do you ever think sometimes it's good that I'm not maybe Kevin Hart, Louis C.K. level, because when you reach that level with the power and just becoming so, you know, rich, and I know the rich part is good, but you're going to not be as grounded or as down to earth. You ever think about that? Or you're like, I want the helicopter.
I'd like the helicopter. Yeah. Because I think
the more popular you are, big, probably the more out of touch you are.
Harder you fall.
I think when you're younger, I think that's easier to happen. But I'm 43 now, and I've been best friends with Vince Vaughn for so many years, and that guy is as grounded as a human being as I've ever seen.
Your best friends with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, we've been pals for, he's the executive producer, Sullivan and Son. He's producing a film I wrote and about to go and make in a few months here. So, you know, I've seen how he handles things. I've seen his ups and downs throughout his career. And I remember when he was dating Jennifer Aniston, you know, she can't leave the house. This is a woman that, you know, every time she leaves the house, there's people out with cameras waiting to make a few thousand bucks off of her eating an ice cream cone or whatever.
God, that's awful.
And
I'd be able to leave.
He was always just like, I'm not going to let anybody ruin my day. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And that was always his kind of mentality. And that was kind of when I first met him. I was like, man, that's really awesome and refreshing to hear. And, you know, he'd go out and get up. He'd be like, oh, I hate you, Bern, because I eat like an eighth grader. And so he's eating a hot dog and an ice cream cone, and he's like, I guarantee they're going to put this picture, the worst picture of me eating this hot dog, in the press in the next day or two. And then you go online, and he's like, he sends me the picture. He's like, see? And it's like him wolfing down with his eyes closed, a hot dog. It looks phallic. It looks horrible. But he called it. But he's still like, I'm not going to let that ruin my day.
We saw him at Nobu a few years back, and he's just sitting there hanging out and just talking to people as he walks out. You're right, but he's totally grounded. He's great. Sounds like a great dude.
Yeah, and I think once you have that in your life and you understand, that's how it should be done. I did a USO tour with Drew Carey. I'll never forget, all these soldiers are coming up to him, you know, and they literally, you know, they got to get back to work or whatever, and we're in the cafeteria having lunch or whatever, and like, I'm sorry to interrupt your lunch, but I have to be back at my job. And he always stood up. He didn't care. He would take the last bite and take a picture. I was like, I don't know. I was more receptive and in tune to watching how nice people handled situations. Yeah. And I was like, that's the benchmark. That's what you want to do. And I don't know. I prefer to talk nice stories. That's why I don't talk about Seinfeld. Steve, what's the next question?
Wait. What was the last thing you said? Because this is his other, this is his hero, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Man. Steve,
I'm going to Windstar in 2 weeks to see him.
Steve, send him into the weekend with on a binger, man. He's already going to drink Mike Leach. Just crush his soul, please. I'm begging you. Break him.
In 20 years of doing stand-up, could be the worst human being I've ever come
And I've
met Louis.
The heart.
Met Louis.
What's wrong?
And I've met Louis.
He doesn't seem. I mean, is he just? He knows he's Jerry Seinfeld. Is that it?
Yeah. There's an arrogance to him. There's always been an arrogance to him.
Shots fired around the world here.
I love it.
Yeah. I just don't like to engage in that kind of rhetoric or put myself out there, but he is the one person I'd be on the line. Just be like, you know what? That is just not a good human being.
You've met him or just heard stories?
Oh, yeah, at the Comedy Cellar, constantly. You know, there's that table, and if you're not Rock or Colin Quinn, you do not exist. Whereas, like, if Rob Williams came in, he's hanging with everybody. And those were the best times when Rob Williams would come in. He's the nicest human being. You see him taking pictures. And I'm not saying you have to be that, but you don't have to be the complete opposite where you're just like, you know, kiss the ring the minute he walks in, and I will not acknowledge. Just, ugh.
Roy, what else can
horrible
we...
Horrible person.
What's the one...
Who else do you love?
One more thing. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Who else do you love?
Peyton Manning. Derek Jeter.
Tim Tebow. Dak Prescott.
Yep, Dak Prescott.
Larry David. Seems really funny.
Yeah.
And down
you know what you're getting when Larry David comes in. I mean, that he's very transparent. So if he acted that... Like, I love Noel Gallagher of Oasis, and I met Noel at an airport. And you guys know, they're a bit acidic... very opinionated, and I walked over to Noel thinking, oh, God, this is going to be horrible, and I was like, hey, Noel, sorry, could I get a picture? And he just looked at me and goes, let's get it over with, and he stood up and took it, and I was like, that's expected, you know? I think it's kind of that way with Seinfeld. You kind of expect him to be a jerk, but to the degree that I've seen, I'm just like, whoa, Steve, that's like Hall of Fame.
So much right now.
Man.
Steve Byrne, Addison Improv, what do you have going on with Showtime as well?
New special called Tell the Damn Joke that just came out. I'm going to be filming a new one in less than a year in New York City. So this will be my fifth mm-hmm. hour, and we'll be filming that. And yeah.
What can people?
What's wrong with the zoo? It's so cold. It's,
okay. Oh, the was your Seinfeld.
Yeah, 30 minutes. I never liked that show. Never liked it.
You know what's amazing to me? I've been here for 6 years, and the amount of people that don't watch. I thought everyone
can't stand it.
I thought everyone watched it, and they don't.
It's regional. It's
not regional.
It's an everyday life problem, though, in the show.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, it is.
For New Yorkers, quote unquote, that's how we can term it. You know, the soup is so cold. I can't eat the soup. What's wrong with the soup? It's like, eat a sandwich. Case solved. 22 minutes about cold. It's just like, I don't understand that show. I don't get it.
All right, there y'all go. Tell it like it is. Hilarious Sports, Addison Improv, Steve Bird. Got Showtime working as well. And maybe he'll give you a Justice League review. Thanks for coming in, man.
You got it. Thank
Good
you,
luck
guys.
Especially can't stay so long.
Oh, my God. Oh my.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, so he crashes Tennessee.
He crapped on Seinfeld. and he loves the Steelers. You hate the Steelers.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Oh my God.
We got to go on a road trip. Just 8 hours. Just the two of
us. Me and you?
Locked in a car. We'll drive to Tennessee. And they still won't have a coach.
Yeah, no one knows this. We don't have a coach.
Have him on your podcast, The Gentleman's Dojo.
Yeah. We'll have you on the dojo.
There you go.
I'm in. I'll ruin your world. Who do you like? I'll make some things up. I'll create a scandal. I'll make stuff up.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.